Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady says he's very disappointed with the NFL's decision to uphold the four-game suspension against him in the Deflategate scandal. In a statement posted to his Facebook page this morning, Brady insists that he did nothing wrong. He says he did not destroy his cell phone. He just replaced a broken one. Yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell upheld the suspension, citing Brady's cell phone as key evidence. Brady is expected to keep fighting in federal court. With us this morning is football writer Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPN. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, Deborah.
So when you read Commissioner Goodell's ruling, you almost get the feeling that this allegation of cheating or deflating footballs is not really the main issue. It's really the apparent cover-up. What do we know about this?
Well, specifically to Tom Brady's phone, the big revelation yesterday from Roger Goodell's ruling was that the cell phone that Tom Brady used from November of 2014 till just around March 6th of this year, the day that Brady was interviewed by investigators, Brady had that phone destroyed, and that to the league indicated that perhaps he had something to hide, which led to him upholding this suspension.
Hmm. You can destroy a phone, but the records of what happens on that phone are not destroyed.
Correct. And they, Tom Brady's people, you know, told the league that we can get those for you or you can go get them. But the league determined that the work to do that would be at a level that they just simply weren't committed to doing.
But it certainly does seem that changing telephones on the same day that Brady was supposed to meet with an NFL investigator may be a big coincidence.
It certainly raises suspicions. In Roger Goodell's 20-page opinion of why he upheld this suspension, he explained that Tom Brady told him that whenever Tom Brady gets a new telephone, he orders his assistant or does it himself, he destroys his phone and takes out the SIM card as a matter of privacy. Now, the league didn't buy that explanation in part, Deborah, because Brady's phone that he used prior to the one that he got in November of 2014 was available for a forensic expert to look at, so the league saw an inconsistency there with Brady.
So we've heard that there's going to be a fight. What do we know about how this might play out? What happens next?
Well, one of the next steps is getting for Tom Brady and his attorneys to request an injunction in court, and so they'll do that. And then the key is, where do they go to do that? I think one of the thoughts is that Minnesota is a place where players have had success, maybe because it's a little bit more of a pro-labor type setting. So we'll look for that in terms of the injunction and then where the hearing is held. And then in terms of what they're going to attack, Tom Brady and his attorneys are going to attack the process, Deborah, whereas the league is bringing out this cell phone. They're going to defend their process, but Tom Brady's going to say, they don't even have the right to ask for my phone, so it doesn't even matter, you know, that the phone was destroyed.
Hmm. So you said possibly Minnesota, but it's my understanding that Goodell also filed suit in New York federal court asking for the decision to be affirmed, basically saying, look, I know it's player friendly in Minnesota, so I want this to stay in New York federal court if we're going to have a legal fight. Is that what the strategy appears to be there?
That is correct. And it's sort of a little bit of jockeying and a little bit of positioning, if you will, the idea that let's try to get out ahead of this, a preemptive strike, and if we can get it confirmed in New York, that would be better for us. So just trying to knock Tom Brady back on his heels a little bit by taking that step.
Any appeal or injunction would mean Brady could play the first games of the season.
Correct. And he can play throughout the preseason. Now, the regular season is when he would be suspended. But if he gets the injunction, and as long as the case is not resolved, he could play. The risk for Tom Brady is that that case could close at any point during the season. And let's do a hypothetical, Deborah. Let's say it closed and they were in the playoffs and it didn't go Tom Brady's way. They would lose Tom Brady at that critical time on the calendar. So perhaps another thing to consider, if you're Tom Brady, you're at the mercy of the court.
Okay, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPN and ESPN.com. Thanks as always, Mike.
Thanks for having me.